Exactly 1 year after managing to save Countess Gonzaga from the clutches of Barbarossa on the 6th of August, 1534, Cardinal Ippolito died on the 10th of August, 1535. Julia helplessly watched her lover until his last breath. Ippolito died of poisoning following a slight fever, possibly due to malaria. We know a lot about the poisoning because immediately after Ippolito's death, an inquiry is launched and the person responsible is questioned. But perhaps we still do not know the truth about the motive and the instigators. The cardinal is described by some contemporaries as a negative, dissolute character. Alessandro Luzio, in particular, goes so far as to attribute Ippolito's death to natural causes due to dissolute behavior and denies the poisoning affair without referring to reliable sources and omitting to quote some parts of the dispatches on the affair. And yet, other sources attest to the outcome of the interrogations carried out in the castle of Itri, as can be seen in the documentation of the Gonzaga archive in Mantua. But Luzio tendentiously overlooked them. Cf. Rosana Sodano, The Death of Ippolito de' Medici, New Documents from the Gonzaga Archive, 1535. Lo Stracciafoglio, A1, Number 1. One Semester, 2000, pages 29 through 35. In particular, Cardinal Ercole Gonzaga, in a letter to his brother Francesco, dated the 10th of August, 1535, accredits the death by poisoning of Cardinal Ippolito and also the fact that the murder was commissioned by his cousin Alessandro, Duke of Florence, whose government the cardinal was trying to overthrow. The facts are these. In June 1535, Ippolito was on his way to Tunisia to meet Charles V and agree with him to depose his cousin Alessandro to obtain the lordship of Florence. The ships carrying him and his court set sail from nearby Gaeta. While waiting for the conclusion of the preparations for the expedition, Ippolito stayed at the convent of the Church of San Francesco in the center of Itri, almost entirely destroyed in the last world war, and visited Countess Gonzaga in Fondi, while he continued to hunt through malaria-infested areas. On the 2nd of August, 1535, Ippolito fell ill. Initially, the fever did not cause any concern. Then, on the 6th, the cardinal was poisoned by his seneschal, Giovanni Andrea da Borgo di San Sepolcro, who, taking advantage of his precarious state of health, administered poison in a boiled soup. Ippolito fell ill, went into a frenzy, and immediately understood. He says, in fact, I have been poisoned, and I admire Giovanni Andrea being poisoned. Giovanni Andrea was immediately arrested and imprisoned in the fortress of Itri. Marchi, who was present at the event, testifies that the servant was subjected to torture and confessed. The minutes of the interrogation preserved in the Medici archives narrate the events. The seneschal initially denies having poisoned the cardinal, claiming that it is Ippolito's habit to be suspicious when he falls ill and always accuses him of poisoning. Perhaps in this way he is trying to avoid treatment and salvific intervention. The prior, Bernardino Salviati, accuses him, saying that the cardinal has letters in which he speaks of exactly what happened. Subjected to torture, Giovanni Andrea confesses to having poisoned the cardinal. To confirm this, he indicates the place where he threw away the stones to crush the poison, and when they show them to him, he recognizes them among the many stones shown to mislead him. Having ascertained that the poisoning had taken place, he asks Paul III for the olio de caravita, a prepared antidote that only the Pope had. His failure to reply makes the Pope responsible for Ippolito's death, probably to take back all the cardinal's ecclesiastical benefits and pass them on to his family. This thesis is supported by what happened later. Giovanni Andrea was sent to Rome and imprisoned in the castle of Sant'Angelo, where he denied everything he had confessed in Itri, claiming that he had felt obliged to do so for fear of being killed by the cardinal's servants. And again, witnesses of the time point out that there is no document regarding his interrogation and the results of his detention. Yet this was an investigation into the murder of a cardinal who belonged to an illustrious and powerful Florentine family. And it was precisely in Florence that Duke Alessandro welcomed Giovanni Andrea, ensuring his safety. The Seneschal tells of the fortune and of his sufferings to keep silent the truth about the poisoned and those responsible for it. And then fate intervenes. The principal and the agent are punished by fate. Both die a violent, murderous death.